views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. Now, I want to invite you to connect with me after the show through my personal website. That's AskSueLondon.com. And when you go to the website, folks, make sure you sign up for the free newsletter. Because when you sign up for that free newsletter, I am going to send you 10 empowering videos that are filled with tools and techniques that I have used personally in my own life to create the life that I have now. So go to the website, AskSueLondon.com. You can sign up for the newsletter. You can send me an email. If there's a certain topic you want us to cover on the show, send me an email, and you know we'll do our best to get that happening for you. Now, we've got lots to share with you tonight. I want to invite you to mark your calendars for Tuesday, March the 25th, and Wednesday, March the 26th. I'm going to be teaching a special Reiki for Animals course at the Live Well Health and Healing Center in Oakville, Ontario, Canada. Now, this is limited seating, so if you are interested in taking this training, email me right away so we can get you signed up for it. So you're going to email me at getinspiredradio@gmail.com. And again, that training is for anyone who's interested in learning how to do Reiki on their pets. You've heard about me doing Reiki, you know, when my dogs have passed over in my arms and they've gone peacefully, when the dogs have been sick, when we've been putting our new puppy, you know, getting him to calm down. It's been the Reiki that has been such a gift for me to give our animals. So I'm going to be helping others to do this for their pets. So that's on March the 25th and the 26th. And more news for you, our nutrition guest, Lisa Petty, is now a TV host, and she has an awesome new website she's asked me to share with y'all. I encourage you to check it out. Her TV show also appears on her website. So the new website is lisapetty.ca. So check that out. I've already checked out her TV segments, and they're so informative for you all. So again, that's lisapetty.ca. Now, Christopher, what's new with you, my friend?
Well, just fighting the weather.
I heard.
But you know what? It's a mixed bag out there right now. We've got rain falling, but the ground is slushy and the temperatures are going to drop again. So everybody in our local listening area, they have to drive with extra caution because very soon we will have a glaze of ice over the ground in addition to the slush. So driving's a little nasty out there, but I'm doing well otherwise.
Now, did that just come today for you?
It actually started really early this morning, about 4 a.m. Now, that's the that's the downside of the news. Good side of the news is, well, not only is that weather going to stop soon, but I had a couple of very nice speaking engagements over the past week. I got to teach first graders for an hour at State Street School, a local elementary school, about how you relate math to radio. And it was so nice speaking with the first grade children. And in addition to that, I got to give a talk. I don't know if you've ever heard of Masons, the Masons. No,
yes,
I'm not talking about the kind. You have heard of them.
I have.
Yeah, so I gave a talk, and you can actually see it on my Facebook page. There's a link to YouTube, and I talk about the history of the radio station and, you know, just had a nice time of community service. I've been so busy, just like you, Sue. I haven't even really had time to sleep, so.
Wow. And do you remember when we had guest Bonnie Ross on Psychic Medium? She was saying that you would do more speaking events this year.
Well, she was absolutely right because it's already started.
Yeah, and talking to grade one kids. Isn't that amazing? I have so much fun talking to the little kids.
Yeah, that's the best. That really is the best.
Radio.
Yeah, and they're like, their minds are like sponges, and being a dad, I know this. And you just,
they are, yeah.
To hear them ask questions. One of the things we did was we did role playing where I pretended that one of the children was the owner of a coffee shop, and I was coming in trying to sell them advertising. And this little, you know, young first grade was having so much fun with it, and all the other kids liked it too.
Yeah. Oh, how cute is that? Wow. Yeah, look at you. You're really soaring this year. This is a big year for both you and I, isn't it?
Soaring above it all.
I know. Well, are you ready for tomorrow? Have you remembered what tomorrow is, my friend?
Oh, it's that day that reminds me of a pink heart. And I think of, you know, it's a day, I'm not being sexist, but it really is a day for women.
You think so?
Yeah, Valentine's Day is a day for women.
Really? See, in our house, it's for both of us. Actually, you know what? You and I are going to take the last segment and really talk about the meaning of Valentine's Day.
Sue,
so
that's what
give a lot away now.
Sue, that's what Ross says, so he won't get in trouble. It's a day for both of us, but it's really about the women.
No, I'm saying that. I'm saying
okay.
That. Like, we've already started our Valentine's Day stuff. Like, this morning, he had to go out, and he came home, and I made us some gluten-free pancakes and homemade syrup. And tomorrow, we're taking the day off, and we're going to go, you know, we live close to the New York Buffalo border, right?
Right.
So we're going to go over to Buffalo shopping. We're now that we can paint this new house of ours, like, you know, now it's settled, we are going to be going and buying some mirrors and stuff, like decorating stuff for our bathrooms, and we're painting our bathrooms in a couple weeks. So we're going shopping and we're going out for dinner. So, and then on Saturday, this is like a weekend thing for us. And then on Saturday, our grandson, who's 7, he called and wanted to know if, you know, grandma and grandpa could make a date to come over to their place on Saturday. They have something special they made for us, the kids. So
that's great.
Yeah. So it's a big weekend. And for us Canadians, actually, people who live in Ontario, Canada, we have a holiday here on Monday. It's called Family Day. So for us, this weekend is all about families.
We have a holiday on Monday, too.
Do you?
It's President's Day.
Oh, okay. Well, see, this is only in Ontario, Canada, this holiday.
Well, I think what happened was you guys were getting jealous that we had a holiday on this Monday in February. So you said, we have to do something that day. So let's call it Family Day.
You know what? You know what happened here? Someone who was in politics found that there was no holiday in February. So they decided, well, they would stick in what was called Family Day in to give everybody a break for the 1 month that we didn't have a holiday. So that's where this originated just a few years ago.
Well, you know what they did here in this country? Is I'm sure that you're familiar with who George Washington and Abraham Lincoln are, right, Sue?
Absolutely. Well, I know more about your history than Canadian history.
You probably do. Well, anyway, Abe Lincoln's birthday was the 12th yesterday, and George Washington's birthday is on the 22nd. So government just decided, well, let's just have one day for all the presidents. So that's what they did.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I have some news to share with you. I think you know how I was always saying, you know, I had all these challenges with technology and like why I couldn't understand it? Well, I think, and you know how my Skype would always crash in that since we moved into our brand new house and everybody thought it was haunted and all kinds of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have got it figured out. It turned out, long story short, we had an internet guy, a provider come in. One guy in the entire corporation, only one guy could fix it. And it turned out that when our house was built, they hadn't wired our house properly or wired our cable at the neighborhood box or their main box. And so this guy figured out coming here every day for 3 weeks and got it working. So this is really my first show since we moved here that's going to be working. Is that ever awesome or what, eh?
Well, this guy sounds like a very helpful guy, too.
Well, I've got him even on my cell phone right now. He's on hold in case we have any problems. He'll run to see what he can fix. But I was telling you, Chris, and I have to say, you know, folks, anytime someone does something really special for me, I have to tell you about it because I think that's what the world's about, is helping others. And with all of these challenges that we've been having in our house and with our technology, we've been working with a company. We bought – when we had our house built, we had bought all new technology from a company called Future Shop, and we used to live in Burlington, Ontario, Canada, so we kept working with those guys there at that location, and they were so great at all these challenges we've had with our technology. They replaced all my technology at no cost to me. So I'm working with a brand new computer, learning Windows 8.1, and they came in and they were just absolutely awesome. So I have to say a huge thank you to Neil, Rob, Todd, Todd and Jesse, thank you so much for going beyond the means of calls of duty. And if you're ever in Burlington, Ontario, guys, do go in and say hi to them because they're awesome guys. I even take Marley in there, our puppy, and
that's sweet.
Always, yeah. So I'm really appreciative to all the work they've done. So on that note, I think we've really over-talked a lot here, eh? And we better go to a commercial break and then bring our guest on. And
that
then
sounds
we'll
like
talk
a plan.
More. Sound good? So let's take that quick break and then we'll bring our guest on after that. Stay tuned, folks.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, riding the wave of the heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good. Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced, and evening events are open to men. Reduced prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, what if a host of kind and playful spirits accompanied you along your journey through this life? What if they revealed to you the deeper truths of why we humans behave in the many silly, painful ways that we do, especially when it comes to our sexuality? Well, such is Zoe Lynn's fate as she embarks upon an intimate, sometimes difficult, sometimes magical soul journey in search of wild times, forgiveness, and the great awakening. Now, our guest today is Anne, I apologize in advance, Anne Presadio Rich. I've been practicing that name for a while, folks. And today we're going to be talking about her new book, Cosmic Headphone, an uncommon novel for revolutionary souls. Now, you can learn about Anne and her book at aprich.net. So that's aprich.net. So without any further delay, let's bring Anne on, and she can correct me for that last name. Anne, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you, Sue. Yes, Presciato, you got it kind of close. It has so many vowels all together in it, it's kind of hard for a lot of people.
Now, is that Italian?
Actually, there's an Italian version, which is Presciato, because the C-I is pronounced as a chi. This is a Spanish version, actually.
Well, why I'm asking you that is because our producer, Christopher, is Italian. So maybe for the rest of the show, we should be having him say your name every time.
And that's half Italian.
Oh, half Italian. Okay, right. Sorry, my friend.
No, no, don't be sorry. I you know, I'm happy with all of my heritages.
Well, that's good. I'm proud that you're proud. And let's talk about your book. You got an amazing book. And I want to tell everybody, listen to what we're telling you about this here, because Anne has so kindly, at the end of this segment, someone's going to have the opportunity to phone in and win a copy of this amazing book. So, Anne, tell us about your book.
Okay, well, let's see, where to begin? It's quite a quite chock full of things. Cosmic Headphone is a paranormal fiction memoir as told by Zoe Lynn, who, despite her great reluctance to return to Earth as a female, is sent here on a mission, along with many others, to help humankind begin to heal the ages-old conflict between spirit and matter, between mind and body. Particularly in Western culture, there's been a tendency to think of the body as less than divine, and Zoe Lynn and others are here to help rectify that misconception.
Mm-hmm. And now let me ask you, I am an author myself, and I found when I wrote my first book, it was very, very healing for me. Would you say that this is a book you wrote to be very healing for yourself?
I didn't intend it that way.
It always happens, though, doesn't it? Every guest says a big yes to that.
I mean, you know, writing is the best way to get to your really core being. If you're really trying to get to the core being, actually, it can be a great tool to get there. The spirit characters in the book, Zoe Lynn, she's growing up in the 1950s and 60s. And there's all this, you know, stuff going on over civil rights and nuclear war, and she's got her own stuff going on, just trying to deal with all the weird things she's been taught. And along the way, she has these encounters with a group of higher-minded spirits, as you mentioned in your intro, who try to reveal to her the lost mysteries about sexuality, about how humankind came to believe in some of the really crazy things we've come to believe in. And the weird thing is, when I started writing the dialogue with these spirits, I initially got the idea from Robert Heinlein's book, Stranger in a Strange Land, because he's got some chapters in there that has conversations with angels.
Okay.
And they're a much higher-minded type of conversation. Not concerned with the petty, you know, quarrels of living on Earth. And so every time I started writing these conversations with these spirit characters, I always kind of had to ask for my highest good, because I wanted to get beyond the petty quarrels of Earth to, you know, higher thought, kind of. So I'm writing these conversations and these little narratives that the spirits are telling Zoe Lynn. And several times I had to put down the book, especially when I first started doing this. I was just so blown away by what they're saying. You know, I'm thinking I'm writing a book and it has to do with nothing with me.
Yeah, right.
And all of a sudden I'm realizing, oh my God. The spirits are speaking to me. They are saying, they're just exactly saying what's going on in my life at that very moment.
Well, and you know, it was interesting you say that, because when I wrote I have three books, and I'm right now talking about my life story book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And what happened for me, I was at a point where I was talking about my childhood and my grandfathers and what they meant to me and what they taught me, and that I knew I wanted to be like them as a grandparent, right? And I have the psychic medium gift going on for me. And so when I was writing, it was just basically all my loved ones on the other side channeling through me. And I would read something I wrote, and it was like, I can't believe that came out. And again, the same thing, like, wow, that was so powerful. But I had my grandfathers behind me saying, well, I taught her this. No, I taught her this. So it is really amazing. And you yourself are quite gifted, aren't you?
Well.
Or are you always maybe still in denial about that?
I'm not really in denial about that, because I'm amazed at the stuff that I've written. And I've had conversations with mediums about, you know, who was helping me out.
Yeah.
So, but I'm pretty, I don't really talk about it that much unless somebody asks me about it, actually.
Yeah, well, I don't know why, but see, again, when we do these shows, I never know what'll come out of my mouth, and that just came out of my mouth, and I've never said that to another guest, have I, Chris?
No, you know? I don't remember you saying it.
No. So
one time I went to go get there was a guy who was doing healings, and he was asking, you know, telling people, you know, well, after I'm done with my little spiel, you can come up and sign up and do a we'll set up an arrangement to do a healing, energy healing. Yeah. And I came up to him, and he looks at me and he goes, "Are you a writer?" I go, yeah. And he goes, "Do you have a Nahual," which is a Spanish term for, I guess, you know, kind of an ally, spirit guide, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And I said, "Well, I don't know, maybe." He goes, "No way, I'm not doing it." He goes, "Yeah. No way, you've got some energy around you, and they don't want the cord severed."
Yeah, I know, I can tell you, and folks, you've heard me say this on the show before, I just have to hold someone's book and I get so much stuff come to me. And when I was holding your book, I was at the hairdresser's getting my hair done while I had your book with me. And oh my gosh, the stuff that was coming to me about your book and your journey and everything. And this book is really divinely guided for sure. It is amazing. So
thank you for
opening up and allowing that to happen.
Yeah, it hasn't been an easy process.
I used to say the harder the challenge, the bigger the reward.
Yes.
You know? And I know. Like,
thank
when
you
I was,
for reminding me.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? You're past that now, right?
Yeah. Actually, I'm working on the second book, the sequel.
Okay.
And,
oh, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It follows Zoe Lynn's life from high school, actually, the 3 years in high school, in 1967 to 1970. There's so much going on there that the book could only be about 3 years because, like I said, there's so much going on in those years. There were so many changes, so much turmoil in terms of culture and politics and what was going on in the world at that time and how it affected Zoe Lynn's life.
Yeah, and you know, I keep going back to, like, you wrote this book, and it's fair to say, right, it's based on things you've been through in your life.
A lot of it, yeah. She's pretty much my alter ego, I would have to say. She, a lot of her stuff is stuff that I dealt with growing up. And then, of course, there's a lot of stuff that you can, that's the great thing about writing fiction, you can just embellish the hell out of everything.
yeah. Well, like, I when I look back on my journey, like, my story, I had Crohn's disease, and I was told it was, like, you're going to have it for the rest of your life, but I went on to heal that. Went through challenges, you know, with my health, life and death pregnancy, told I could never have a second child. That baby's turning 21 in March. A lot of things I was told it couldn't happen, and I've seen so many miracles happen. Now, when I look back on my life, I can honestly say that every step that I went through took me to where I am today and is even taking me that much further. Is it fair to say that you agree everything in our life does happen for a reason, that it takes you from one step to another to another?
I totally agree with that. In fact, the big part of the book is looking at a much bigger, looking at humanity and the things that happen from a much bigger perspective and seeing how one thing led to the other and in a really positive light, even though, you know, when you're down here on Earth, it looks really bad. But when you're looking at the overall pattern that's happening, it's actually going towards a good cause.
Right, yeah. So, and I'm thank you for reinforcing that because, you know, if you're listening, folks, you're hearing from two people now that have had challenges in their life and, you know, see that it does happen for a reason. So if you're going through challenges, you know, it will get better for you. Two of us are telling you this and just trust us and go with that. Now, what I want to do now, and before we go to commercial break, is that we want to give one of our listeners the opportunity to win a copy of your book so it can help them to grow and to heal. So what's going to happen is the first caller to call us right now at the number 1-800-930-2819, Okay, I'm going to tell you again, 1-800-930-2819. Give us a call. You don't have to be local. You can be from anywhere. And you're going to tell Christopher your information, your mailing address, and then Anne is so kindly going to mail you out a copy of that book. So while you're calling in, we're going to go to a commercial break, and then we come back, we're going to talk about the power of forgiveness. Does that sound good, Anne?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Well, folks, you are listening to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London and our amazing guest, Anne Preciado Rich. How was that one, Anne? Was that a little
bit
better?
Very good. Thank you. Yes.
Whew. Okay. So we're going to take that quick break, folks. Call in to win a copy of that book, 1-800-930-2819. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after the short break.
Would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have Anne Preciado Rich with us today, and we've been talking about her new book, Cosmic Headphone, an uncommon novel. Now, Christopher, you had the phone ringing off the hook there. Who was our lucky winner of Anne's book?
We have Stacy Haskell from North End Suds right here in Westerly. located over there on Pierce Street in Westerly. Congratulations. She called in and said, this book sounds really, really interesting. I got to get a copy of it. So while you ladies were chatting during the commercial break, I was chatting with Stacy.
Perfect. Now, did you get her mailing address? You got all her information?
Yes, I actually have her her business mailing address, if that's okay.
Okay, perfect. So, and we'll pass that on to you so you can send that book out. Sound good? Did we lose Anne?
No, she's right there. I was so excited that we had a winner that I didn't turn her up. You're there now.
Well, congratulations, Stacy, on that book. I know you're going to love it. And Anne, thank you again for sharing that with everybody and for Stacy. So let's talk now about forgiveness. So many people, it's difficult to do. And yet it's very important. And I know for me, a lot of my healing, you know, it stemmed from me, you know, going through the process of forgiveness. Let's talk about why it's so important, shall we?
Well, you know, we hear a lot about it growing up. I mean, I was raised Christian. I went to church for the first 13 years of my life, and you hear a lot about it, but basically what you do is hear a lot about it, and you don't really see a lot of people practicing it.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't.
It's very conditional, too. This is one of the big issues in the book, actually. The spirit people, the spirit companions that Zoe has, are always encouraging her to cultivate gentle love and compassion and forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And it was very odd when this came out, because this is not something I was even used to thinking about.
Okay, yeah.
Spirit started writing this to me, you know.
Yeah,
writing this in my book, and I'm like going, oh, this is interesting. This is interesting.
So and, you, I bet you could say, if it's fair to say, you had the spirits and the angels on the other side kicking your butt.
Yes, they were.
Had that done to myself. I got to be honest on that.
Constantly. And, you know, the thing is, it's like if you're watching a movie and there's an evil villain on it, we get all wrapped up in that evil villain getting what's coming to them at the end. You know, we root for their demise all the way, and we feel elated when it finally happens. It's like we all want good to triumph over evil. Mm-hmm. And probably the lesser evolved way of doing that is the eye for an eye mentality. Yeah. It is the most popular, it's the quickest way to gain control over somebody's behavior, actually, is to, I once did a research into spanking. I used to be in developmental psychology when I was first starting out as a psych student in college.
Okay.
And you know, this quick violent response is the quickest way to get a hold of change somebody's behavior, but it comes with a lot of repercussions.
Yeah.
And not just on an individual level, but even on a world level when you're dealing with countries. Mm-hmm. I mean, so really to forgive, it requires the desire to want to really take the high road, to get so tired of the other way, which is kind of a dead end, actually. Mm-hmm. It will lead you to a dead end. Eventually, we're all going to have to take the high road. It just is a matter of, you know, when for a lot of us.
And, you know, saying that, I had a conversation with somebody a couple days ago, and I was saying that it was around a service that I was canceling. And I was very friendly with her. And she said, you know, I got to tell you, she said that I know you want to cancel your service with us, but normally people get really angry and they're just nasty and resentful and all that. But she says, you know, because you're so kind about this whole situation, I'm going to keep giving you the service, but at no cost to you. So there's an example about how, you know, how you react in a situation can really make a difference.
You know, just really simple. This isn't really forgiving, but this is just if you walk by somebody and they're frowning and you don't know who they are and you just smile at them, you know, the chances are they're going to smile back. It's going to change. it's going to mm-hmm. change totally where they're at right then.
You know, it's funny you say that because when my kids or our family, we all go out, I love to see somebody who's angry or down and just crack them. This is how our family say, oh, how long will it take before mom cracks them? And I was in a restaurant once, and I was in Vancouver, British Columbia. We're going in this restaurant, and there was this waitress. Oh my gosh, she was shooting arrows with her energy. It was so negative, and she was so angry.
I've seen that before.
Oh my gosh, you know what I'm talking about, then, right?
Yes.
And so I just simply smiled and I said, "How are you today?" And she looked at me as if I had a horn growing out of my head, like, "How dare woman you talk to me?" You know. And so I just kept, you know, being positive with her, and you know, by the end of that, the time she brought the bill, she asked if I would come back and see her the next day because I made her day that much, and all I was smiling with her and giving her compliments, and then she just opened up.
That is part of my thing with forgiveness. You know, when you have enough love and esteem for yourself, you're not going to want to be victimized by the people who have hurt you. When you start pulling yourself out of that and treating them in a different way, instead of reacting to them, you kind of taking control and rising above that and acting in a much more compassionate manner.
That's true.
It comes back to that, what goes around comes around. As you act towards others in that way, they're going to start responding to you in a better way. I mean, mm-hmm. it's just that whole instant karma right there for you. And or which I really like is that whole, I think Jesus said this is, that which you sow, so shall you reap.
Yes.
And the energy you put out into the world is the energy you're going to get back. So, you know, if we really want the world to become a better place, mm-hmm. we need to become better people.
Yes, well said. And, you know, I found for me that when I was at a point where I'm very strong-willed. Christopher will tell you that.
Me too.
Especially after the B12 shots.
No, I'm hyper after the B12 shot. Let's
True.
Get that right.
Okay.
I'm hyper, but I'm very strong-willed and determined, right? My family say I'm stubborn, right? But I found that when I was fighting forgiveness at a point in my life years ago, I found it was like a huge anchor holding me back from moving forward in every situation. And so that's why I found it was so important that, you know, yes, I had to do it for – you know, mainly myself to be able to move forward, but I had to open up and forgive those other people that, you know, the things that I had gone through with them. So that, you know, once I did that forgiveness, it was like life just started changing for me instantly. It was very powerful.
Well, from a simple psychological point of view, if you cannot forgive somebody, you're essentially giving your power away to that person.
Yeah.
Your life is always going to be controlled by what they did to you. You're
That's
going
right.
to react. You're always going to be living your life in reaction to being hurt. You're going to put up walls around yourself. You're going to close yourself off instead of perhaps being able to enjoy this much more open and compassionate life that forgiving others can give you.
Yes.
It's a matter of taking your power back.
Now, you know, one of the things that helped me to forgive, because people, I'm sure, are listening, wondering, yeah, sure, it's easy for you guys to say this.
No, but it's not easy. It's hard.
Oh, it's very hard. Trust me, too.
One of the
things that I did was I wrote total truth letters to people mm-hmm. to get those feelings out of myself and just started writing. It was only for me.
That's a very good exercise.
Right? Yes. And then after I wrote it, I didn't reread it. I just tore it up or burned it. And I know, like, my ex was abusive and he had a girlfriend for 14 of our 16-year marriage. And that was really, I had a lot of issues after that. And I ended up writing that man 39 of those letters. And just wrote it and tear it up. And that's how I got it out of me. But 39 letters, I had a lot in me. So that was one thing, if you're listening, folks, that you can do. And I can't believe it.
Important.
We're out of time here.
Okay.
This show has gone so fast. Now, we were talking briefly on the break that you've got a radio show coming out.
I do have a radio show coming out.
When's it starting?
Starting next Thursday, and it's going to be on Blog Talk Radio. It's called Cosmic Headphone Radio Hour.
Okay.
It's 5 p.m. It's live, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So that would be, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the East Coast. So, yes, and it's about looking into the mystical other realms, I like to say, of the divine feminine, sacred sexuality, spiritual psychology, and ancient mythology. So we're going to just be, and whatever else I can think of.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. Now, share one more time, because your website, where everyone can purchase your book.
Well, you can purchase it at Amazon.com, okay. Or you can go into a local bookstore, actually, and order it through them.
Okay.
Or you can go to my website, and there's a link to Amazon from my website. And there's also a link for my Twitter and Facebook if you want to follow me that way.
Can you give everybody your website address one more time?
I will. It's P as in Paul, RICH.net.
Perfect. Well, it has been a pleasure having you on the show, and all the best for everything that you're doing, my friend.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to be here.
Thanks. Folks, we're going to take that quick break. And when we come back, Christopher and I are going to talk about Valentine's Day and what it means to you and to us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, I want to take this part of the show and I want to talk about Valentine's Day and what it means to you. Christopher, got to tell you, I have been on my new computer and I've been searching out like a lot of history of Valentine's Day. And do you know something interesting? That there are 20 billion spent on Valentine's Day alone in America alone, not Canada and America, but only in America. $20 billion.
Wow. How about Canada?
I don't know. I didn't get that far because I always focus on American stuff. But I found that was mind-blowing. $20 billion.
That's unbelievable.
Crazy, eh? And I don't know. You can do. You're better at doing searches while I'm doing the show, but I don't know. You can say what find out what Canada is. But did you know? I didn't know this. That Valentine's Day, it goes back to the 5th century. Did you know that?
Well, I did know that it had a lot of history. I didn't know which century, but I know it's been around for quite some time.
Yeah, and it wasn't until the 1300s that Valentine's Day started focusing around love and romance. And do you know why it's on February the 14th?
That I don't know.
It's because that in that time period, people believed that February 14th was the beginning of birds' mating season. And that's why they have that day.
Wow. Well, I did know that there was some either Catholicism or paganism involved too, because it's Valentine's actually named after the patron saint, Saint Valentine.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. So, kind of interesting. But why I'm very curious, you know, how holidays get started and that. And I know a lot of people have a hard time with Valentine's Day. People who, you know, don't have a significant other. And I remember years ago, my younger daughter, she's such an old soul. And she said to me, you know, Mommy, what is really the big deal about Valentine's Day? Shouldn't every day be special? Now, is that tell you at all or what?
Well, no. I think that Valentine's Day has grown into a very special day.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, my thing is, and you know, I've instilled in my kids that we don't need to have one special day be, you know, a day that we put all our attention on somebody sharing how special they are. I think that every day should be focused on, you know, if you love somebody, tell them. If you appreciate somebody, tell them. If you want to give somebody a hug, do that. I think the unexpected and appreciating people all year round is what it's about. And I cannot tell you how many talks I've given around Valentine's Day where people have felt so alone, depressed, suicidal because they haven't had somebody. And, you know, as Anne was saying, it comes, you love yourself first, you forgive, and you don't have to have somebody else in your life to celebrate Valentine's Day, I guess is what I'm saying.
No,
do you not agree?
I know exactly what you're saying, and also I also find it to be a big day with children too.
Yeah.
And you were talking about at the beginning of your show how you're going to be seeing your you know, your grandchildren, things like that.
Yeah.
And I think that's wonderful. I mean, even growing up as a child, my mother would always buy, you know, a heart candy for me. And there's nothing wrong with the, you know, parents giving their children Valentine's Day. And also, you know, kids going to school, they get to exchange Valentine's cards. But you also touched on another important thing that, you know, especially with, you know, families and, you know, men and women living together or whatever your preference is, that Valentine's is 365 days a year. You shouldn't just, you know, be all nice that one day and then the rest of the year. Same thing, you know, with like a Christmas, you know, the Christmas holiday. Everybody's nice on Christmas and the rest of the year, you know, they're whatever. You shouldn't do that. Yeah. You should celebrate it all the time.
Exactly. And I think this is why, you know, I see Valentine's Day, the actual day, as a moneymaker for a lot of companies. I hate to say that, but to me, really, Valentine's Day is about, like, it should be every day. And like our tradition in our house, and we've shared this on other occasions, that what my husband Ross and I do is we write each other a poem. And sometimes our poems really suck. They're bad, you know, in the way that we can't write poetry. Sometimes they're just so funny, but it's amazing how just by doing that simple thing of writing a poem to each other and sharing how much we appreciate each other, and we don't just do it on Valentine's Day either, folks, but what's happened with our kids is they'll say, okay, well, what did Dad say in the poem? What did he write you? And we all sit around as a family and we read our poems. And what's happened now, all of our girls have said to their, you know, husbands or boyfriends, fiancés, whatever, that, you know, what they want for Valentine's Day is a poem. And these guys are like, a poem? Are you kidding me? Like, how am I getting so lucky with this, right? And so then they share the story that we have this tradition. So this has become a big thing in our family, just writing a poem of how much we care for each other.
Are you suggesting that I write a poem to Lena?
Oh, that I bet you she'd love it.
Hmm. Should it be?
I think so.
Should it be like a seven? You know how they have different types of poems? There's like, you know, we used to learn about poems in schools all the time. Poems.
Okay.
There's poems that rhyme, and they have all these different names for them. I mean,
well, I can tell you Ross's secret. He goes, roses are red, violets are blue. And the last two sentences after that change every time he writes me a poem. So he only has to write two sentences, you know. So, you know, but it really means so much to me. In the reason being, because it's come, he's taken time. He hasn't gone to a store just to pick something off a shelf, you know, that anyone else can have. It's made specifically for me. He's put his heart and soul into this. And it doesn't cost a cent. Like, people say they don't have money for things and that. But this is just something. I've saved every poem he's wrote me over the 12 and a half years we've been, or actually I guess it's 13 years now we've been together.
I know, lucky 13. That's a lucky number.
Yeah, I know. Well, so somebody else.
I was born on April 13th, remember.
I was going to say somebody else has a lucky 13 in their birthday. Who would
that
be?
Well, here's the thing about, you know, Valentine's Day with me. And,
yeah.
You know, Lena's birthday is so close to Valentine's Day. And I know a lot of people who have birthdays that are so close to, you know, days like Christmas. And one thing that I'm not going to do, and you, our listeners, should definitely not do, if somebody's birthday is right around Valentine's Day, don't do a combined Valentine's birthday gift. That's just wrong. You can't do that.
No, you don't want to do that. You want to make each day special. Well, you know how I am on birthdays too, right, Christopher?
Oh, yeah. It's like a week long. Now how about this? Valentine's Day, you celebrate that an entire weekend. Let's just say that your birthday, let's say your birthday was when Lena's birthday is. So what would it be, like a birthday Valentine's week? Like, how would you do that?
Well, you know what? I don't know, but I think maybe you should take her to the Caribbean or back to our condo in Williamsburg.
It's a little chilly right now. I hear they're having a freeze down there right now.
Are they? Oh, gosh. That's not good. Everywhere's having a freeze. Actually, I was outside today, and I just had my sweatshirt on, and that was awesome.
I don't want to hear any more about
that. I had my clothes on, but I didn't
that.
Have winter coat and hats and mitts and all that on.
Somebody from Canada saying these things. That doesn't make any sense.
I know. Well, you know what? In Canada, and some of you listening will relate, we've had minus 40 degrees Celsius on many occasions this winter, and it's not over yet. So on that note, the show is almost over. I'm just noticing that we're out of time here. We have had a great show. Christopher, as always, it's so wonderful to work with you, my friend.
Wonderful to work with you, too.
I do wish you a very happy day tomorrow and
happy
every
Valentine's
day that follows.
Day.
Folks, thanks for joining us. And next week, we're going to have me as your host and your guest, and Christopher. And we're going to talk about the secrets behind my success of everything I've been through. So please do join us. Now, on behalf of our guest, Ann Presadio Rich, my wonderful producer, Christopher DePaula, and myself, Sue London, we all want to wish you much love and many blessings. And we look forward to inspiring you again real soon. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you have missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.
Get Inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world. Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, man. Some things I can't get used to.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.